Beginning current daf Masechta Megillah daf Chabez. Again, we're now beginning the test mass. The beginning was the Gemara. Em aschel me parsha b'pachos Megillah p'sukim. We don't start a new parsha less than three p'sukim. As Tosfos explains, Gzeir Mishum Nachnasin, because we're concerned that those who come in late, Shleitu Loima, that they shouldn't make a mistake to say, oh, sorry, this is Karl Afonov. Wait a second, there's less than three p'sukim over here from the beginning of the parsha. Must be the one who came and read before him, like Kadosh Shabbosukum, and read two psukim, and that would be a major mistake because he's going to think that you can learn from the Torah less than three psukim, but you cannot. Maybe you cannot start less than three psukim. Says Taisus, Nebakasha Menik Shalano. Now this is typical in our custom. Shana Karim the Parsha Veichal B'Tanias. We read on the Tanias from the Parsha Veichal, the Rishon Mas Hashem, and that's where the first Aliyah starts from. Nevuhu L'Soyv Shnei B'Sukim in Parsha Shlamal is the end of two psukim from the Parsha before that. How can you start from Veichal, but you can't start a Parsha less than three psukim? The Pesach, which is at the end of two psukim from the beginning of the parsha. But again, how do you start less than three psukim? That's the Zayv Shlomit. You could say is the Shana Ila parshas. Now these parshas are different because they're well known that this is the say the Hakriya, but like Limite, no one's going to make a mistake if someone comes late. And he's going to hear saying Veichal, he's not going to think, oh, wait a second, maybe there's an Aliyah beforehand, which is less than two psukim. No, because everyone knows that's where we start from, and this is where the Kriya is from. Chim Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Shashlishi, Kodah B'yom HaShabbos, the third Aliyah reads B'yom HaShabbos, and that's where he ends. Ein Locha, Shami Yemru HaNachnosim. Oh, when the guy comes in by the fourth Aliyah, which is from the Parshas Rosh Chodesh, he's going to say, wait, Shashlishi, what's the Parshas right before that? Oh, maybe the third Aliyah, Lekar L'Shnei B'sukim, B'yom HaShabbos. No, sorry. Remember, knows that Yom Shabbos is from the previous parsha of the Karmel Talmud, which he already read Pesukim, and it wasn't only two Pesukim that he read of Yom Shabbos. That was just ending off as Pesukim. Moreover, Gam Yeshem Lachshav, the Yeshua sort of thought, Shem Kain, if that would be the case, Lahila Nech Kishigila Parsha, if that's all he was Yom Shabbos, why would he have stopped there and not gone further into the parsha of Rosh Chodesh? Sure, he comes to be in Parsha Nechba, because next is also related to what he's saying from. Obviously, he's going to know that he read before that. And therefore, he's not going to make this mistake because it's well known. Same like says in Aslan, the beginning of the Gemara of Im Isin, if that's the case, so according to one that says that you repeat, so you should repeat. What's this of extending further? Which Taisus obviously had a girsa that the question was specifically on the Mandam Adoylik. Actually, our girsa is actually asking on both. But Taisus, Pirsha, according to Rashi, explained, the Mandam Adoylik Likashimini. Yeah, they only asked on the Mandam Adoylik because the Mandam that says that you should cut the Pasuk in half is not difficult because the Kimish contribution is like a Pesukim. We're talking about the first Aliyah already read three Pesukim. So, in Lipsiko, it's obviously not going to interrupt it anymore. But according to the one that says to repeat it, even though you say it, but still repeat it. But this is because it is difficult because the mandam applies according to one that says you split the pasuk in half. As leshab ben nami delik, he also agrees to the mandama that you should repeat because, as the Gemara explained, ilav gzimish menachlos ma'yitzin, unless for the concern about those who are coming late and those who are leaving early. Now, in contrast to Achobi here, we're the first one did not stop after two and a half pesukim. Rather, he made a mistake and he read all three pesukim. So nihij einon yichel l'sakam hashalzer l'shain. Although we can't fix what. The mistake that the first one did already, Shetras Ayetim, which he already misled those who are leaving early, and they saw that he learned three, and there's only two left. She is brutally going to think Shabbat of the one who's coming after Malik Kadosh Nebzog, only read two Pesukim, but Kamakam Ha'ilam Lasak and Shleitra Nechnasin, still rectify that the ones who are coming in late should not make the mistake. The Vishamas Chazem Shnei Pesukim, some of the Pasha, this guy starting two Pesukim near the end of the Parsha, he should be concerned to at least be Doilig. So that they see that he's doing, that he did not just two, but also three. So Lekachan Lefarash, rather, it seems to explain that the reason why the Gemara is only asking on Lamandam Adoylig is because Lamandam Apaisik, Lekashmid, according to one says you cut a pasuk enough, you're right, there's no difficulty. Because the Lidei Teretz Yishab, according to him, it would make sense, of course, it's obvious, the Shani Hecha, here's different, Hechel Efshah, where it's not possible, and that's where you split a pasuk in half. Hechel Efshah, Lemsik, where it's possible not to stop. Jesus, Shail, and Lamsik, both not going to cut a pasuk in half. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is not asking in that mandam. The mandam adelik protection behind mandam you skip. Or there's no such issue of lahavsik. So why wouldn't you go and skip? And that the Gemara says, anyway, as we get to the next test of maskul, no, shani hasam the efshah. There it's different because it's possible even that mandam adelik would agree that you don't do it unless you have to. Now, so this test is kasha. It's a difficulty because heif nago ilam achelus shemayit shalchag. What's understanding the custom in the Welt, in the world that achelus shemayit of sukkah shakuri ravi kol ma shakuri ashnayim. The one who gets ravi. Like we say on Kol HaMoed, whatever the second Aliyah and the third Aliyah read, whatever they read b'yemeshenim b'yemeshleishi, he repeats for Ravi. So the because the first one reads b'yemeshenim, second one reads b'yemeshleishi, third one reads b'yemeshleishi, and the fourth one he reads over b'yemeshenim u b'yemeshleishi, which is from the Rishon and the Sheni. Now, what I mean, b'achad le'shirin, and when Agamar says we don't permit le'dode b'le'paisi, not let her repeat, not let her stop, el'echad le'asha, only where it's not feasible. Here you could continue going on further. And even where we say that, because we have a concern that those who are coming in late and those who are leaving early, where they only read two psukim, that we also don't skip and stop, rather we continue from the parsha afterwards. So, I mean, even by Nechnas v'yaitzin. So how, what's the understanding of Minyan Machalamai that the fourth one repeats what the early ones already read, but you can continue and be a Mechanishi, which also Minyan is Shal Chag. So, says Taisa, Mi Hopshit, right, so that's a question Taisa has. But Mi Hopshit Lambo, what's obvious to us is Shem Kara Isa Shalafne Achrin, that if he reads it before the last one, that until two psukim from the end of the parasha of Pesach or Shavuos, and he doesn't leave over the last Aliyah to read but two psukim in the parasha, that of course we would understand Sha'achrin Del Gemal, that of course the last Aliyah would go out and repeat from the last pasuk that the one before him said so he could have three psukim. But Likur Shnei Psukim Shanecha Achad, he's not going to read the two psukim that the other one left over, and began parasha Shacharan, also from the following parasha, because we don't have to start two psukim from the end and continue into the next parasha to complete the three psukim, because keeping the lavim minyan shalim, because it's not from the topic of the day, because the parasha after parasha Pesach is not minyan Pesach, and so do after Shavuos, and if you can't read from the next one, of course you're going to do it. But what Tai's question was, but here we could say b'yom chamishi, meaning if you're on the last one, so we could understand. But if you could continue further, Tai's finds that difficult. Why is it that we repeat when we could just continue further out.